Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So I have some bad news. I had to go get a new phone yesterday. And
You had to? Why? What did you do? Drop it in the toilet?
No, I didn't drop it. Darren needed a new phone. And so it was one of those deals where you can save a bunch of money if you get two new phones.
Yeah. Right? 15 minutes, right.
Yeah.
Heard about that.
So yeah, So there's that. So he was like, hey, we'll be able to save like, you know, $30 a month on our bill or something like that.
Yeah.
Because if we both get new phones. And I was like, cool. Who doesn't love a new phone?
Who doesn't want a new phone?
Well, unfortunately, I had to turn in my other phone because it's one of those trade-in deals, right? And so they kept my Siri haunted phone.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no. Poor person in whatever third world country it goes to.
Well, the people at Sprint were like, oh, man, this is that phone.
It's the haunted phone.
And I was like, I know. And I was like, is this kind of like when somebody gets killed in your house and you try to sell it, you know, and you have to tell them somebody got killed in my house before you can sell it.
Hey, what if it's like that? Remember that Denzel Washington movie?
Ooh.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I do. I saw that movie. I liked it.
You know the one where
you touch somebody and then you get the demon?
Yeah. I wonder if the Siri ghost, jumped into your new one.
I don't know. See, I didn't have...
Because I wonder if it's attached to you, not the phone.
I don't know. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and find out. Okay. But yeah, but that was when we walked in and we were talking. Because Darren did all the legwork. Yeah. I just had to walk in and they just had to take all my stuff off the phone.
So is it one of those sweet 10s?
No, it's an 8 because the 10 is smaller. I wanted a bigger one.
Well, don't they make... isn't one of the 10s a big one?
I didn't see one. I didn't see one. It's an 8. Know. And it's bigger.
I'm a Galaxy kind of guy, so
yeah.
I'm not an iPhone person. I'm a Galaxy person.
I like iPhones.
Yeah, iPhone just copies Galaxy.
Do they?
So
yeah. I don't care.
They're like a year behind.
To me,
actually, the two of them steal from each other.
Well, yeah. It's like car manufacturers.
Like I saw a commercial for the new Galaxy, whatever the S9, whatever they're up to, and it has some features that the iPhone has, like that slow-mo feature.
Oh, I love that slow-mo feature.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, so they just kind of steal from last year's model.
Sure, yeah. So the only thing I wanted was a bigger screen.
Yeah.
Because I can't see.
I know, your eyes aren't all that
my
good
eyes
anymore.
Are terrible.
Yeah.
It's shocking how bad my eyes are.
Really?
I really do need to go get new glasses.
You probably should. When's the last time?
It's been about three years.
Every 2 years.
No, it's been about 3.
Yeah, it's time.
But, dude, I have to get...
How many fingers am I holding up? Now you can't even 17. Tell. See? There's something wrong with you,
I want to know how you hold up 17 fingers. Yeah. What? How does that happen?
One of them wasn't my finger.
My God, Jean. Oh, my God. Good Lord.
What?
God.
I meant my foot. Why you always
got
to go there?
Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Something wrong with you, perv.
So, anyway, some poor soul is going to get my haunted phone.
You think?
I don't know. I was not actually, and it was so funny because the people at the Sprint store that we were at, they were like, don't hold both phones at the same time.
That's right, because they saw the Denzel Washington
That's
movie
right.
also.
Because they were like, you know what? Because if you have one phone in one hand and one in the other, you've completed the circuit.
Yeah.
And so they were like, don't hold both hands in your hand. Don't hold both phones in your hand at the same time.
If Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones
starts
playing.
I know, right? Run, man.
It's done happening. I'm going to draw the curtain back a little bit.
Okay.
Some mornings are more difficult than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some mornings, you and I, we struggle.
Yes.
Some mornings, our mouth-a-thys struggle. Our tongues-a-thys struggle.
Uh-oh.
It happens.
Yes.
It also happens to Nicole Gomez.
Oh, no.
She sounds really smooth. You've listened to her forecast on our station.
Mm-hmm.
But there are mornings when things just ain't happening. This morning was one of them.
Oh, no.
Roll it.
Calm winds out of the east. This evening, 3, 2, 1. Temperatures remain in the 70s through Saturday and Sunday. Oh, my goodness. 3, 2, 1. Good morning. 3, 2, 1. This afternoon, we're under mostly clear. Oh, my God.
I feel you, Nicole.
Oh, man.
I feel you.
Yeah, bless her heart.
We've had those kind of mornings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but on a Friday? I would have expected it on a Monday.
Right?
But, man, girl must be really anticipating a good weekend.
But we don't know what Nicole does with her Thursdays. It's Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Yes, it is Friday. Today's the day Metallica tickets go on sale.
That's right.
To the unwashed masses. People that don't belong to a fan club.
That's right.
Or some kind of an entity like a credit card or a streaming service.
Put your devil horns up in the air, man.
Today is your day to try to get Metallica tickets. In the 3 minutes it's going to take to sell out.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, you better call in sick.
Yeah, buddy. Man, they go on sale at 10 o'clock in the morning to the general public. Online, there has been a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of rumors that the show is sold out already.
Right.
And it's just a front, man. This general ticket thing, that ain't for real.
Whatever, man.
Because when I logged on yesterday, it showed a whole bunch of gray. And it said there weren't any seats left. And I kept getting error messages.
Kiss FM.
Nope, I'm finished.
Good, because it started off, you know, cool. I feel like Hillary Clinton.
I know.
It's Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 Kiss FM. It started off like there was hope, man. It started off like I was going to be the first female president America has ever had.
Right, right. Because there were like big chunks of Tricia.
Totally,
you know, and big, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And then you get to towards the end, and there's like, I stopped counting at 40 something mics in a row.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
well, yeah.
Like, you know, even if, like, leading up to that, it was pretty close.
It was pretty close.
Like, they were both like 40 something votes for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of my favorite comments while I was, you know, before I got to the really depressing part. Was somebody saying Mike?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody saying Tricia, because Mike needs a win.
Right, exactly.
I think that was Giselle Bundchen. I think she was voting, because that's exactly how she explained the Patriots losing to her kids.
She's like, hey, you know.
The other team needed a win.
That's right. That's right.
How about that? Giselle listens to us.
My favorite was, my vote is for PFAS.
Yeah. Well, PFAS doesn't count, because PFAS was not an option. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't even count the one where, and this is probably spell check, but they voted for trivia.
For trivia.
And so I didn't count trivia, because
trivia
is not on the morning show.
I counted trivia.
I didn't count that one. I love, let's see here. I think it's Iolani.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote Mike, but I would like a picture showing he is really eating, because knowing Mike, he will pretend. Sorry, Mike.
Man.
I'll stop her when she's lying. I absolutely would pretend if I could get away with
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
But this day and age, you can't get away with
you
it
can't,
anymore.
No.
There's too much technology around. And I like Sarai, who wrote Tricia, because she's always swallowing bugs during the news segments anyway.
And then somebody else said it should be me because I'm always mean to you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But then the mics took over.
They
so
did.
It will be me eating dog biscuits just after 8 o'clock this
so
morning.
So you stopped counting, huh?
I stopped counting. I just gave up.
Well, my count was 70.
I stopped counting after 30. When I got to 30 mics in a row, like there was no way that you would catch up.
Yeah, well, it's 78 to 51 by my count.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped counting.
Okay.
So... it's happening. That's what I'm trying to say.
Kiss FM.
Oh, boy, speaking of the feeling, I'm full. I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah,
I had
right.
Breakfast earlier this morning. I
okay,
don't know.
Wait a minute. I don't know if this is. I think this is a picture.
Hang
put it on
a
video.
Second. Yeah, it is on video. You just have to press the little red button.
Oh, the red button.
Yeah,
okay.
The red button means video. There you go.
Oakley,
okay.
There
yeah.
You go.
So.
Okay.
Last Friday was National Dog Biscuit Day, and we thought it would be a great idea if we would let our listeners vote on which one of us had to eat dog biscuits. Stupid idea.
You
who comes
thought
up
it would be a
crap?
Great idea oh because
God,
you thought that everybody was going to vote for me.
I really did think that people would vote you to eat the dog biscuits, but alas, it didn't turn out that way, man. My plan backfired.
That's right.
And it turns out that I'm the one that has to eat the dog biscuits, so... Here are the dog biscuits.
Okay.
Let me put them in my doggy dish.
Let's see.
There
Let's
you
see.
Go.
Tip it.
There you go. See.
There you go.
There
doggy
we go.
Biscuits.
Dog biscuits. They are these green minty ones.
Uh-huh.
Then I believe these are blueberry.
Right.
And then these are, oh, I don't know what they are.
They said it on the bag, don't they?
It says cranberry? Is it cranberry?
Yeah.
Are they cranberry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they're cherry.
Oh, ooh. See, now I would save the minty ones for the end.
The minty ones?
Because that way
you can cleanse your
palate.
You got this all wrong. The deal was dog biscuit.
Oh, I thought you were tasting all three.
Not biscuits.
You keep saying dog biscuits.
No. I said it was National Dog Biscuit Day.
No.
Somebody was going to eat a dog biscuit. So. Mm.
See, now, if it had been me, you would have been making me eat all three.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is why you lost the vote.
See?
You know that, right?
See? She gets me.
Because you're mean. This is why you lost the vote.
No.
Yes.
That's not why I lost the vote. I lost the vote. Because I don't have a vajayjay. That's why I lost the vote. Let's be real. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Just read some of the comments. This is the year of the girl power.
It is. You know? It totally is.
Okay. So pick one. What's it going to be? Is it going to be the minty, cherry, or the blueberry?
I'm thinking the cherry.
The cherry, really?
Yeah, because the minty, it's just going to taste like a piece of gum.
Well, but you know, you having to, you know, hang with me the rest of the morning, I would think you want me to have a minty fresh flavor. All right, then.
Cherry.
There it is.
Let's see.
Close up.
There it is.
There it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Dog biscuit.
You ready?
Eat the whole thing.
You know, I don't have a lot of teeth. I don't know if I should do this.
Well, you're going to have to.
Remember the other day my partial fell out?
I know. You know, you could dip it in some water, soften it up a bit.
No.
See, you should have saved your orange juice. You could have dipped it in your orange juice.
That's for wusses. I'm going to do this like a man.
Okay, do
like
it, man.
Like the man that I am.
Do it, Big Daddy.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Can you do the Scooby-Doo?
Ruby? I'm going to try the minty one.
Okay.
My Ruby snack. Okay. Hang on. Ready?
Not fair. You're not supposed to spit them out. You're supposed to swallow. My God. I can't believe you're doing that. Oh, gross.
Oh, my God. Who's going to clean this up?
Oh, my God.
Come over here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Who's going to clean that up?
And look at you. Look at your T-shirt.
No. You know what? I do need a drink. It's Mike and Trisha Mornings. I hope you're happy.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.